Well, hello. Today, this video is going to be a kind of routine that I do from time to time because I occasionally have trouble breathing. And the reason for that is because about 22 years ago, I was working in a cellar in a pub and I was lifting a barrel, a big barrel of beer. It was like a heavy one, like 22. And I lifted it and I twisted my back like this, and there's a muscle just underneath my ribs at the back there, but kind of on top, that got pulled. And silly me at the time, it was painful and I had it taken care of, but I never got it fixed, never had any physio, never had any operation. And so for the rest of my life since then, I've always struggled with finding balance in my body, because having this one muscle at one side pulled and out of position means the rest of my body has to overcompensate. So quite often my spine or my hips get pulled in one direction, and you know, it's more difficult for me to open up those intercostals in favor of breathing more into my belly. So even though it's great to breathe into your belly, you need your ribs and your chest to move as well, because they get out of the way so your diaphragm can move down so you can take more air in. And I often find myself needing to regularly do stretches that open up the muscles that aren't being used, and so my spine doesn't get manipulated as probably much as it should. So this is a little workout that I put together just to open up my back and open up my ribs, and just to help me breathe easier. Because last night I've been doing some physical workouts, you see, and I can feel that it's all tight, and so I'm struggling breathing and getting a full breath, and that can sometimes make me anxious as well. So this is the one that I'm going to do today to open it up. And if there's anyone else out there that gets a bit anxious or can't get a full breath or feels this tightness in their chest, maybe this will help open it up for you. I'm not sure if you've had trauma like I had. It might be best to understand what it is first. However, this is gentle work. It's not difficult. So let's just let's see what we can do. So we're going to start off as I always start, in semi-supine, which is basically laying on your back with your feet parallel, up, knees in the air, like this. Oh. And the idea here is to just relax and let go to gravity. The only tension you want in your body is enough to keep your legs here, but if they're balanced right, then they probably shouldn't fall. You want to just keep them up. You can rest your hands on your belly or put them down to your side. I like to keep them here, connected. And just take a few deep breaths as much as you can. I can still feel that. I can't get quite a full breath, so there's a lot of tension in my back and my body. It's a really good idea to get the spine moving. So the first thing I'm going to start to do is just rock from side to side with my legs. Now I always try to connect my breath with these movements as well. So I might breathe in as I breathe my legs up, and breathe out as I go down to the side. Give it a second, I'm going to breathe in again, come back up, and out. A couple more times, breathe in. Out and in and out. Now if I come back up to the center, what I want to do is just lay my left foot straight and take the toes of my right foot and twist over to the side. Now I can put my right arm out, hold onto my right knee with my left arm, and look over towards my right hand. And what I'm doing, I'm looking for length. I'm looking for length in my spine, length in my shoulders.
And that's without pushing or pulling. So I'm allowing the breath to tighten and raise me up, and then trying to relax into a more lengthier position as I breathe out. So you're just allowing gravity and the weight of your body to do the work. Gradually bringing my head over a bit more each time. Okay, so I'll bring this arm up and the leg back to the center. Bring both legs back to the middle. Straighten out my right leg, and I'm going to do the same on the other side. Now, you probably won't hear my voice because I'm not facing the microphone. So just continue to breathe and lengthen and relax. Just letting go every time you breathe out. Discover length in your arm, in your spine, in your back, in your neck, in your shoulders. Just giving in and letting go. One more deep breath. Okay. And I come back up to the center. Now this time I'm gonna bring my knees up together and hold on to them. I can feel the tension in my lower back and my mid back. If you like, you can, from here, you can keep your knees together and do the same twist again. Bring both knees down together now. Look over to your right arm. Look back, bring them up to the center. Breathe in, breathe out, and go to the other side. Over to my left arm. One more breath. Bring them up to the center. And this is a nice little one I do. It's just to circle my lower back on the floor by holding my knees, just moving around from my glutes to my lower back in little small circles and back again. Don't forget to breathe. Now this one, you can take both legs and rotate them. So if you take one, bring it close to you, move it out to the side, and then down, and then back up. And the other one does the other direction, like that. And you can do them alternatively. So one, in different positions. Or you can do it at the same time. Or you can do it in reverse. Hear my hips clicking. But it's nice to hold on with your hands just to guide you. See, it's a good idea to open up your hips actually, because they are kind of, there's muscles that come from your abdominals which often cause tightness in the front, which restricts the back even more. And so if you open up the hips, it can release some of these abdominals, which can release, you know, further up into your diaphragm and then your intercostal muscles and your ribs and your back. Remember, everything is connected. Everything. Oh, in case you can't see what I'm doing here, I've just got my feet together. I'm opening up my hips just gently. I'm just letting gravity do the work. I'm not pulling. You can, if you like, put a bit of pressure on those legs. Breathe deep. Wherever you might feel tightness, you can send your imagination there as you breathe in. Breathe in. Breathe out, imagining that that area is just becoming softer, more relaxed, and adding length in there. Okay, so I'm going to come back into semi-supine. One or two breaths here. Now, shift my bum over, fall onto my knees, bring my arm round, and I can post onto my elbow, just like this. Man, here's not a bad position. If I keep my legs curled like this, and I have one hand, to the other hand up, I can actually feel a stretch under here where my left ribs are. So if I hold onto my legs, I can bring this hand a bit closer, tilt my head over like this, and then lean into this area, sort of move back into it. And that helps me to feel the side of my body and the ribs and the muscles just open up a little bit. I might do that on the other side, so I'll turn over. Feet together, knees together. Just bring this hand close and relax into your side ribs there. Okay. Now, I'm going to keep my toes together. You can have your knees together. This is known as child's pose. It's a yoga move. So I'm just gonna, for some people you might want to open your legs to create more space, might be easier. But some of you might want to keep your knees together. And so I'm just gonna just roll over gently, just let the weight of my body relax onto my knees and let my head drop to the floor as much as it can. Breathing out. So you can have your hands forward, you can have your hands behind, next to your feet. So for me, I need to open these a bit because I'm a bit tight. So when you've found a position that's good for you, you can just stay there for a few breaths and breathe deep into the back and try to open up, create space in the back of your body there. Together a little bit. Whew. So from here I might put my hands forward, but now I'm gonna walk them around to the side and continue to breathe and just open up the sides again. So here's what we're gonna do. Breathe in and out, walking the top arm over until I feel a stretch right there. I hit my arm, shoulder, ribs. Just keep crawling around a little bit every time. Breathe in as you breathe out. Let your fingers walk over more. You can keep walking around until your arm just kind of come in front of your body. And then put the other arm over. From here you can start opening up the shoulder so you can lean forward. Leaving your arm there, you can try to straighten up your torso with the floor. And that's gonna provide a little stretch right here underneath and over the shoulder, which will also help to open up. Back. Try and have your palm facing up. I've actually got my knee and my elbow keeping my arm in position here. Don't want to push or hold or pinch, but it's just to guide and keep you, you know, secure. Right, I'm going to do the same on the other side now. Deep breath in. Creeping this hand over round.
And a little bit more, connecting with the breath. And all the way around till I get completely in front of my body, resting against my knee, putting my other arm here by the elbow to keep it in place, and then lengthening the shoulder. If you want to add more length and a bit more stretch, just try and straighten my body up at the same time.
Continuing now with that shoulder and stretch from under here around the back, I'm just going to take my arm across as it was on the floor. Now bring my other arm up above it, so it's just in front of the elbow, or you know, the just past the elbow. I can just draw it across, so using this arm, just draw this arm over, trying to keep my body straight. Continuing to breathe. Look towards it. See how that helps, look the other way. Yeah. Now bring this arm across here and this one up. Keep the arm in place and draw it across like this. Letting go on every out-breath. So now I'm going to take my hands, face them into the palms are out, facing inwards and the back of my hands outwards. I'm just going to push them together and away. Away, so I can feel an opening in my back, right in the center there. Breathe in, I tuck my head down, chin to chest. Breathe in. And again. Adding more length in there every time. I'm just going to show you this from the side. So breathe in. And breathe out. Push it and chin to chest. So now I'm going to do cat and cow. So for this, I'm just going to start the movement from my coccyx, from my tailbone, and just tucking that under first and allowing the rest of the vertebrae to follow one by one until it gets up to my head. And finally, my chin tucking into my chest. This is a breathing out. Then breathe in, reverse the movement, starting with the coccyx, pushing your bum up and out, and then the vertebrae following on
until you are arching and you're looking up. Breathe in.
You can connect your breath by breathing in just before the movement and breathing out on the movement each time, or you can breathe out as you go up, again starting with the coccyx, and breathe in as you do the reverse. However feels better to you to connect. So now, once you've done that a few times, we're gonna take our head from the side and see if we can hit our hip from that side. So moving our hips round and our head round to try and meet each other. Of course they won't. So essentially, right, we were doing our spine like that, and now we're going like this. and this. This opening up our ribs here, putting a bit of length in our necks, and just getting our spine to move in a different way. Now we can put those two movements together. So the movement of the coccyx up, down, movement of the hips and the head side to side, and we'll spiral this, we'll go in our complete circle. So try it, go up,
out to the side, down,
out to the side, and up. And you can connect your breath as feels best to you. Personally, I like to. Have half of the movement breathing in and the other half breathing out. Okay, so I still want to work this spine a little bit, so I'm going to just cross my hand over to my right thigh here. Take this hand, try and straighten my body. I can feel it here actually, it's a bit tight. I'm just going to move that up, twist my body out, and just try and add length here. So I'm going to lean over, not pull too much, but imagine I'm reaching to the ceiling, just leaning my whole body over here. Not too much, just enough to find stretch in the arm and up the ribs. You can relax your head. We'll look up to your hand. Do the same on the other side. Oh. If you feel a bit unstable, you can open your legs. So I'm starting to be able to breathe a little bit more easier now. It's still a bit tight though. Oh. One thing I want to do here actually is open up my hips a bit more and release this, the tension I've got in my front and my abs where I've been doing deep physical exercise. So what I can do for this is to go into a lunge position, keep my foot flat on the floor and my shoelaces, the other one parallel here to the ground at a 45 degree angle. And let's have a look. Can you see me? Right, so here you can just drop the hand or keep it on your leg, however you feel right. And this hand is going to come up. We can do the same thing again and just move over to the side. I'll show you this from the side. Like here, this arm is going up and going over, okay? Breathing in. And I'd like to put this hand here and then push this leg into the hand just to give me a bit of stability. And what we're doing here, we're looking for length right up here in the hip and the top of the thigh, running up the arm and the ribs. Ooh. So you reach for the sky, breathe in, and let go. Just allow that relaxation on that exhale to just take you a little bit further into this movement. Breathing in. Lengthen, breathe out, relax into it. All the while keeping your pelvis tucked under, forward, looking for that length here in the front of the hip and the thigh. Just gonna lunge forward a bit more. Like so. Up, trying to feel a bit more length down here in that front of the hip and the thigh. I'm going to change over to the other side. Oh, so arm up. Show you again from the front.
taking this hand on the inside of the leg, pushing them together so it keeps me stable, looking for a length here in my front of my hip, upper thigh, into my abs even, and the ribs at the side. Breathing in, length of my arm, length of my body, breathe out, relax into it. Breathe in, and relax into that. One more big breath, open up. And just let go, there we go. So now, I'm gonna take this and just lunge a little bit deeper. So put that leg back further. Trying to find that length here in the front. Starting to open up now, I can start to feel a little bit more space coming into my back and my spine. So what I think I'm going to do now is just a little bit of Qigong. Now, I've taken this from my voice coach, whose name is Robert Price, and he is, I still take lessons with him quite regularly, but usually with acting and Qigong. So this comes from Qigong. So there's no pushing or pulling. This is these are positions that you kind of find your way to relax into. So I don't want, there's no effort involved. Just enough to keep the posture and the position nice and easy, calmly. As you continue to breathe, here though we are aiming for a straight back, but we're not pushing ourselves into that if we don't naturally fall into it. And allow the legs to just drop to the side. See, I'm, because of my tightness, my back's already quite curled in this position, I can't really straighten it. But each time I breathe in and let go, it just a little bit more occurs, and over time find that you are able to move into these positions a little bit more every time. Breathing in and out. Okay, so this position here, we're gonna take a left leg out so it's comfortable, so you can still feel that you're sitting comfortably on your sit bones if possible. And we're gonna take this other leg and tuck it somewhere in to the inner thigh here. I'm quite tight in my legs as I am in my back, so I'm not necessarily so flexible. But just try and find a nice easy way of sitting here. If you need to use your hand, that's fine. But again, there's no pushing, pulling, no strain, no effort involved in this. Well, there's some effort, but not as we know it. I mean, this is not a stretch by any means. So you can take your forearm here and just place it on your thigh and post your right hand behind you, and you can just suggest this movement which comes here from inside your hip. Imagine that you're rolling your whole leg like a roll of carpet back and forth, but using just your forearm there. Just to suggest, and as you can see, every time I do that, my entire body wants to turn and move, turn backwards. And I'm not fighting that, I'm just going with it, so it's one big movement. And it's just a suggestion of movement. Of course, we can connect our breath to this as well. Here, what I'm going to do is, after a few of those, take my hand, open it up, place it down to my side, like so. Take my other hand. This hand's just going to float up into the air. So I'm going to take my fingers so they're just in front, but not touching my head, just like an inch or so in front there. I'm looking up towards my elbow, maybe, or even the ceiling. From here, now I've kind of turned my torso out a little bit towards that arm. Just gonna use this hand to glide down and slide down my leg. just allowing the weight of my body to take me down. I'm not pushing, I'm not pulling, I'm not trying to get a stretch on. I'm just opening up some of these areas. So turning my head to look up towards my inner elbow. And feeling what's happening underneath, noticing that I'm, in a sense, compressing my body as I drop down into this position. My arm bringing in the length here, my left, down my leg, my head looking up, maintaining my arm in this position, relaxing my shoulder, and just dropping down with every breath, a little bit further, opening up. Then on an in-breath, come up. And when you get back to this position, you can open up and face the front again. It's always good to check in with yourself after you've done one of these moves, just to see how you feel and what's, if anything's changed or anything's moved or anything's uncomfortable. Okay, and so when you're ready, we'll take our feet over, move our right foot out again, taking our left leg, and we're gonna put this one in, tuck it into our inner thigh again, as we did with the last, it would just reverse of what we did before. And I can see already I'm quite tight here, so it wants to move up, but that's fine. I can move it just a bit further down the leg if that's the case, if that's the same view. Of course, if you're very flexible, if you're a yogi, then you might find this really easy. But again, it's not yoga, it's Qigong, so we're not trying to pull or stretch or put any effort in here. We're just allowing our breath and gravity and our body weight to just help us fall into these positions and let go and relax into them. Okay, so again, using our forearm, we're gonna post our left hand behind us here, and we can just suggest some movement in that leg, which is also gonna move up into our bodies. The move you do might not be that dynamic. We're just suggesting a bit of an opening here in the hip and a little twist of the spine. See how it's connected. Okay, so when you're ready, we'll take this right arm, lay it on the side, on the inside of your right leg. Now we can turn to face this thigh. Take our left arm, bringing it up to the heavens, and then when it gets to its furthest point, just turning it over so our hand is in front of our head like this, just about an inch or so, with the palms facing out. Keep our view up to our inner elbow or to the ceiling, and we're just going to slide down, maintaining this posture. Again, no pushing, no pulling, just allow gravity and the weight of your body to do the work. And on every out breath, you'll notice that you can just open up a little bit further. It's not about getting far, it's about release and letting go and opening, creating space. And if you ever want to just let go of a bit of breath or sigh or let go of some sound, just please do that. Just compressing down over your body here and relaxing down and lengthening, maintaining this position, looking up to the ceiling or your inner armpit. And after a few breaths, we'll come back up. Just slide back up the leg first. Maintain your hand here. Keep your body facing this direction. Keep your arms up and away. And you can come back to the front. So now we're nearly halfway through this little routine. And what I'm going to do is go back to what we did at the beginning, holding our feet. If you can't get it so close, it doesn't matter. But now we're going to kind of curl the spine. So tuck your chin in. And just relax into this position. So you're not pulling your legs, you're just holding onto your legs for stability. And you can just let go and feel the curve of your spine, if you like, and breathe into that. So in a relaxed position, okay? I'll just do this from the side so you can see. On the first one we were like this, but now
just relaxing and falling forward. Again, you might want your feet further forward if it's easier.
Okay, so the next part of this routine, we're going to take our leg back out, but it's not going to stay there. We're going to tuck this leg, the right leg, into our inner thigh again, as we did before, but the left leg now will come back behind, tuck round the back like so. This could be a bit awkward. You might feel a bit of tightness in your foot, and that way you can open it up if it's easy for you, but try, if you can, to sit on both sitting bones, or both, you know, both arse cheeks, if you like. I can't, I've got so much tension in here that I can't actually sit back on both at the moment. But it's okay, you know, you can just relax into that, and I bet by the time I finish this, I probably will be able to. So what we're going to do here now, we're going to take a breath in and fall forward as our body naturally would, but keeping our, you know, length in our spine. Breathing out, watch me first, and then you can do it yourself after. And breathe out and bring our body right over our leg here. So it's almost along the central line is where the leg is. And if we can bring our head to the floor, that's great. I can't. And then we'll move from there. So if you take a deep breath in, relax, just fall forward. Use your hands to help guide you.
Come down and then move over so your body, your torso, is in line with this leg and it's just resting and leaning on there. And you're just going to give in. You're just going to let go and allow gravity to do the work here. You've got all your vital organs, which are in your stomach, and everything that's kind of being moved around right now. You just give in to it and just relax. Keep breathing nice and deep, opening up that back. If you want to take your arms out of the way to come down a bit further, that's great. Create a bit of sound if that feels good to you. Okay, so now we're gonna come around a little bit further. Maybe you've already slipped there. And we're gonna bring your right arm parallel to your right leg. So you can see there's one line here and one line there. And from here, resting on our elbow in that arm, we can bring our left arm open, just to open up this chest like this. This is a very vulnerable position. Chest open. Relax your head. Continue to breathe. Now we can bring the arm up. On the next out breath, roll it down and round. Coming back to the front. And then bringing ourselves up. Nice and aware of our surroundings. Focused, in control, and present in our own body. Give yourself a second there, and then we're gonna do the other side. So taking the leg, the left foot out, the right foot out, tuck the left foot in to the thigh. Try and straighten up when you're even out your sitting bones. Now we take the right foot, tuck that behind. Let's see if I can show you from the side how I'm doing that. So for me that looks like that. You might be there, but this is going to be easy for you to move.
let's go from there.
Okay, so from this position.
Take a deep breath in and out.
See, I'm feeling that tightness in my foot there. Okay.
Breathe in, go forward, and then we're gonna
move around until our body is laying over our bent leg there, somewhere across our center line. And if you just relax your head, just let all this stuff that we've got in the middle of our body, just let that relax, let it go. We're opening up our back here and just allowing everything to fall like soft plasticine over our leg, and just relax. With every out breath, letting go a bit further. Letting go, just giving into gravity. No pushing, no pulling, just relaxing. And after a few breaths, we can post up onto our left elbow and left forearm, arm parallel with this leg.
And bring our arm open to open up our chest like this. Relax your head. I believe this is a position of vulnerability. Opening yourself, opening your organs to the sky, to the elements. And then come back round.
Bring that arm all the way round.
Work it back to the front. And as you come up,
try to remain focused, present, taking in the room around you, continuing to breathe. Feeling this space that you've just allowed to enter your body. And now, we come back into this position we were in the middle, so holding on to our feet, not pulling, and then just relax your head down and feel that natural curve of the spine. Just relax here for a moment. So the last thing we're going to do here, we take our forearms, put them round in front of our legs so we can come back and balance on our bums like that, so the legs are in the air. You can have your arms, your hands facing towards you, keeping the energy flowing within yourself, or you can turn them out, putting the energy out into the world. Breaths, and we can cross our legs over, staying in this balanced position. Hold on to the bottom of your feet, pull them in close, put them down into this cross leg position. Now, one thing I like to do, as my coach Robert would show us occasionally, take one arm up, stretch, and then tuck it under this left knee, so left arm to left knee. Reach up, create a bit of length, and take this one under this knee. Now I'm just going to relax into that with my head down forward.
Breathing.
I find this really helps to open up my back.
Okay. And I believe we would always finish off by just one hand over the other, putting your head down, giving yourself a second to consider what we've just done. Now, I'm going to add a little bit more onto this. I feel that my neck could still do with a little bit of opening, and I also know that that's going to help opening up. I breathe so much easier now already. Ooh, let's take these arms up just to create that space and open up the chest. Ooh. So what I'm going to do here, it's quite simple. I'm going to take my left hand, draw it up over my head, over to the right, and just allow that to suggest the movement. No pulling, no pushing. Keep your head facing forward and allow the length just to come into your neck here. If you want to add on to that, you can raise your right arm up, do some circles with your middle finger. Circles one way, circles the other way. You can change the size of them. Small, medium, large, or you can spiral from large all the way down to small ones. Do you feel that? Opening up the areas in your neck. And let go and allow your head to float back up to the center. Now I feel a bit lopsided, so I'm going to do the same on the other side. Drawing this hand over until we get to the ear. Keeping my head straight forward so it's just the side of my neck and I'm not twisting. Allow the left arm to raise up. Just add in a few small circles with your middle finger, perhaps making those circles bigger. And spiraling down to smaller ones. You can even do it the other direction. Don't forget to breathe. Float up to the center again. We can do the same this time, both hands top of the head, no pushing, no pulling, just use the weight to suggest that length in the back. Okay. Let go, you notice your head will probably just float back up to the center again. Okay, so this was my chest and breathing opening sequence, I guess. I'm not sure what I'll call it, and it'll be on the title of this video. Hopefully for some of you that's just given you something you can do daily or work with me on, or something different from time to time. And if you are someone that gets tightness in your chest, hopefully some of those moves or the whole routine will help you to create that space and find ways of opening up the ribs to move, to make space for the diaphragm so you can breathe more easily. I can breathe more easily now, and I'm very happy about that. And you may or may not notice, but I can also feel that my voice has dropped a bit from doing that. So that's going to be it for today. Thank you for joining me. And there's a few other of these videos. There's some shorter ones, 5 minute, 10 minute, 15, 20. This is the longest one so far. I'm also going to be doing some live ones soon and some live streaming. So if you're not already, subscribe and you can stay in touch with what I'm doing. But also if you come to my website, vocabilities.com, you can sign up to my newsletter, and there you'll find out more about you know, the streaming events coming up, and as well as my online courses. So thank you for watching. I'm Darren McStay. This is Improve Your Voice, and until the next time, look after your voice.